Okay, Gareth Ismail, just again, the goal is to try to follow the simonim, the pace that the guys are covering it more or less. So So the topics that we have are meant to cover the last couple of inyanu, the last couple of simonim that people learned. I know Derev Sheshem Atzirim people are already holding by. Rabbi Sam gave shiurim on Derev Sheshem Atzirim. The real issues in Derev Sheshem Atzirim, come from Chodesh. So maybe we'll Chodesh and Yashem, maybe we'll talk about that in a separate shiur. But just because we're on the topic already, trying to be practical, Derev Sheshem Atzirim comes up in Shabbos a lot. I just photocopied one marker to the last page of the packet. Rabbi Willig likes to talk about, there's a well-known machlokas about bishlach or bishul when it comes to a davalach. So we basically passing that it's usher to do bishlach or bishul. We have the pratim about nitzan legamri, lo nitzan legamri, but it comes up often when you have a cup of tea, and then you finish a cup of tea, and then you want to pour more hot water into the cup, and there are little droplets left over in the cup. And the achronim have different mahalchim, how to be miyashiv, and Kula, maybe it's a psikrishul nichale. Maybe legabe this we will say bishlach bishul, ein bishlach bishul b'sir kam dvarim. And all these are quoted in the footnote here from Rabbi Eider. Rabbi Willig likes to say a maisa. I don't know if Rabbi Eider has it here or on the last page of the packet. I just threw this in at the end. Maisa with Rabbi Aaron Cutler. There was Rabbi Aaron was eating with someone who did this, who poured the hot water into the cup. And Rav Aaron was of the opinion that it's usher to do that. And he ushered the glass of water. What are we talking about? All you had were a few droplets of water that was in this bashel. Again, those are the only things that should really be ushered. It's a davar sheish matirin. So even though it theoretically would have been batal, since it has a heter after Shabbos is over in certain situations, so that was b'chal davar sheish matirin. Even, I don't know, we have to know the maze of lacherim, I have to know how that works. But l'maisa, that's just a very practical example, Derev Sheshem Atzirim for Shabbos halachas. Okay, the real topics to discuss are starting with Tzadik Tes and moving forward, Dinim of Bittul Issur L'Chatchila and related sugyas. Just talk about two main issues that come up very practically in factories, in kashering factories, and try to bring that lemaisa. One issue that was discussed in document K201, you have a factory, so in a factory, so you have pipes flowing throughout the factory, and these pipes can be 10, 50, hundreds of feet long. And very often, the pipes will be built with a small section of it that's made out of clear glass. In this way, the people who are running the factory can see if the liquid is flowing through the factory, through the pipes in the factory at the proper rate and with the proper contents. So anytime you bring in a hashgacha to kashrut the factory, so the main project is to do hagala to everything in the factory, all the pipes, and that will obviously consist of running boiling hot water through the pipes. The question is, when it comes to glass, glass is not so posh. If you look on page 6, from Hilchos Pesach, the end of Siman Tafnun Aleph, and Siman Tafnun Aleph, Sif Chavav, so you have a very important machlokas between the Mechav and the Ramak. It's Chulchas, glass kelim, afil machnisim lakim, afil mishamish ben mecham, and ein tzarech shum hechsher, shein abol. So the Mechav is of the opinion that glass kelim do not require any hechsher whatsoever. And the Ramah brings a yesh machmirim, but omrim, the chliz chulchas afil ha-galul ha-mahani lehu. As a minute to be machmir, mamish mekasul akatzav. The Mechaber says that glass does not require any hechsher at all, and the Ramah says even if you wanted to, you can't be machshir glass. So it would be a shame if you have an entire factory that should be able to be cleaned, and it's just this little section of glass that's on the pipe that messes up the whole factory. Because according to the Ramah, we can't kasher the glass. Now it should be noted, a couple side ha'aris when it comes to glass, we'll save this more for 4th year halach l'maisa. But number one, there's a little bit of a steer between the Ramah here, Lagavi's Chulchas, and in Kuf Chav Aleph, I think, in Hechsher Kalim, Lagavi's Chulchas. And so some poskim are miyashiv that the Ramah is really only being machmir, Lagavi, Chamesh B'Pesach, Chumah D'Piskah, but Lagavi Shari Surim, the Ramah would be making, allow you to do Hagala on glass. But that's not generally accepted, Lamaisa. Though there are a lot of achronim who do learn like that. On the other hand, we have a number of kulas that exist within this chumrah of the Ramah. If you look in Mishnah Berurah on that page, it's Sifkatan Kufnan Aleph, Kufnan Hay, but it's more mafurish on page 8, the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting from. Sifkatan Mem Test on page 8. Bechina Minik, Avo B'dievet Ein Lahachmir, Pirish, Imhu Tashmishu B'tzonein, Afil Blo Hagol HaKasher. So even the Ramah would be modin. The Shach writes like this also in Yerodea. Even the Ramah who's machmel chatchila on glass not to be magil, it will hold the b'dievet. If he did hagala and then use it for hot things, it would not aser the contents of the kli. What? Okay, I'm just giving a little background. We'll see how that works. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to glass, there's a little humor. Does it? Does it make sense? B'di'evet? I mean, if I clean, I'll come and take a pyrex. So I do hagala to it. So Rama would say, put it away till after Pesach. It still won't work. But b'di'evet, if I accidentally use the kli during Pesach, so we don't say that the whatever I cooked on the pyrex became treif, became chametzik from the blias that were there before.
Why?
Okay, so the pasha says, we'll come back to this, already done with the gun, that's what Kurtz is alluding to. Very important yisod. Rav Shechter likes to quote from Rosh HaSalavetchik, but really the Ramah writes himself in his own svarim that anytime you find that poskim are machmir for something, and there's a heter, shasal chak, hefshin maruba, what does that mean? We're stopping the matter yisurim just because there's a extenuating circumstances? No, the pshat is, the meikar didn't really, we pass him lakula. As Rav Shechter puts it, but mepnei kovar arav, because of significant shitas, bali plugsa, who are machmir, so we bow our heads to them, and we're machmir l'chakil on them to cover all the bases. But b'di'evet, we're not going to be machmir. Another classic example, at least according to some, is what we mentioned before, in Ein B'shalach B'shal B'davalach, that if we're machmir, shalom nitzan lagamre, what does it mean? Either you're machmir, I'm sorry, we're machmir if it's nitzan lagamre, so either you're machmir or not machmir, what's the pshar? The answer is really we're makil, but in order to cover as many of the bases as we can, we're going to be machmir b'chi agadin as much as is reasonable to do.
So the Ramah himself would ask for the other question?
No. You're right, the Ramah didn't say anything lahedi about that. It's hard to say what the Ramah himself would say, but both the Magen Avraham and the Shach, the understanding of the Achron is that they're saying even the Ramah is not saying it in Torah's Kum, right? Oh, okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about today. Right, and that's fine. We'll come back to that. 100%. Just want to finish with the glasses, though. That hopefully will be the focus of the Chabura. So along the lines, once we said, you know, that there's a heter b'di'evet, according to the Ramah, so similarly, the Magen Avraham, the Shach, both paskin, that b'makom hefsid, you can kasher glass. Okay, makom hefsid is going to be, a relative term. We always say it really depends on every situation. If I have a pyrex in my house, so let's say a pyrex costs $20 from the supermarket or wherever I buy it from. Just because I lost $20 isn't necessarily going to be a makom hefsid to matir so that I don't have to throw out the pyrex if I trafed it up. But, by an ani, erev Shabbos, different chesbonos that come up as you go through your day, we'll take those into account. But the point is that at this kula, that we say makom hefsid, you can kasher glass, so the post can discuss whether or not that applies even when it was used directly al ha'ish, which obviously is more chomer, it often requires liban. So that type of trafing can do more damage. And the Tzitz Eliezer on page 9 is of the opinion that this type of pyrex, duralex, he's talking about glass kalim, will not have this kula, the makom hefsid, b'shasat chak, b'dieved, to matir the glass. So the OU wanted to know what should be the halacha. How should they follow in terms of the Hechsher? So Rebelski said that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told him that we should follow this Tzitz Eliezer, that you can't kasher glass, even Makom Hefsid, when it was used Al Ha'esh. And Rav Shechter writes in Hebrew over here, so it's very very interesting. He could have written it in English, but I don't have this in the packet. Zichuranik Shayisi b'mechbalav lamadita kimia etzel Prof. Shmuel Soloveitchik, the Rav's brother, was a chemistry teacher in college. Sha'alti also pam be'emza halab, odos pyrex in bolea olo, v'tzoak alai, tamen hayam ma'od nervous. So he got very angry at him. Hechi takin lomer shebolea, how could he say that glass pyrex is bolea? Halo halab, b'lab, tamen osim experiments, v'test tubes shal pyrex. You put this ingredient, put that ingredient. Experiment kodem. Experiment hazem is kalko. It would be impossible to do any experiments in the lab because any blia that was there from before would come out into the new chemicals that you're cooking. What? Oh, so hakamon shalom nisher shama blia kalkal mizeh hivanti. Rav Shachter talking shapirek dino kizchuches shab shulchan aruch ulai kiel tvei. So from that is Noveya, the machlokas between Rashat and Rubelsky, how to be Noveg for Maisa. Okay, that's a little bit of a side point, but you find that interesting. So, getting back to the pipes, so Rabbi Tuchman pointed out that Lechora, this should be the din of Kli Shadak L'Shamesh B'Shefa. Okay, that I just quoted that on the first page, run through that quickly. Im nivla isra mu'at l'sav kli basar, im dark shal also kli l'shtamish bo b'shefa, heter mu'at l'shtamish bo l'chadchilo. So if you have a big kli that you always use with a lot of contents and a little bit of a blia got in there, so then you're allowed to use it because it's just a nominal amount. Kevan she ha isra mu'at, v'yef shalav l'idei nisi nas ham. It's never going to be enough in order to ask whatever you put in there next time. V'yichal isra mashu she nivla b'gadeira, obasol kan kanim, uchi yotzu behem mu'at l'shtamish bo l'chadchilo, afilu b'ben yomo. Okay, it's impossible for this effort to come to Nesin Estam, so therefore we'll make it by Klishat Klishamish Peshefa. I think Rabbi Sami mentioned that this might be similar to what is discussed in the Yesod of Bitulah Silchatchila, that a person might come to use the wrong shiurim, improper shiurim, when he's being mevatel, so therefore Chazal asked it across the board. But here's a situation where it's impossible to ever come with the Yesod. The Taz. Yes, so I had an arrow over there on the bottom. I don't think Rabbi Simon mentioned this, but the Taz says very clearly, Nimsil Fizeh, Gama Tur Svirleh, Hetashal Rajbid, Mahanaki Gogolinian, Shimabat Lanisil Hatkhila, Himnela Mashu, Bukhule. Right, and then he says, Sham Koya Yain Behind, the Inopogam, Kaban Chatur, Varan, Cholkam al Rajba, Behim Basroi, Royla Hachmikamosum, the Lomahani, Kli Gogol el Makam Shu Pogim. So the Taz is very clear that we don't accept the cool of the Rajba that the Shulchan Aruch just stated, because you have the Basroi, the Rishon Basroi are against it, but he's careful to say that by an Isra Sheinu Pogum, we won't accept it. Mashma, that the Taz will accept it after Zainu Ben Yomo, then we can rely on the Tzir for those two things. The number one, it's only an Isra Darban anyway, because it's Achar Meis Leis, and you have this Kula of Klisha Darak L'Shamish B'Shefa. And that's picked up l'halacha on the Pesukei Tshuva on the next page, page 3. That's actually in Siman Ayin Ches, if I'm not mistaken. About halfway through that Pesukei Tshuva, Kosav Sham B'Dvar Maisa Shenatav Tzir Malicha Al Kan Kan Shal Porcelain Eitzel Ozen Hakli. A small bit of Tzir Malicha is also because of the dam fell on the handle of the kli. Dein Tzarach Avilu Klipa Kevin Shenakol B'Makom Gavoa D'Becholzman Sheyegiu Acham Neged Makom Matipa Yesamach Neged Atipa. So it fell at a very high point on the kli, but often that any time you fill up the kli, there will already have been enough in the kli to permit it. So come on, Sofsim and Tzarites. He quotes a Taz Shamodim U'Ach Meis La'Eis. That's what we're going to accept only if it's Me'Ach La'Eis. Me'Ach Meis La'Eis. Okay. So you keep going there. I think that's his maskana. What you're saying to absorb it in?
Right.
But I think it's totally zebezeh, because if you don't accept, you can be magil, the klis chukas.
If you hold that.
It's balea, but it's not.
It's balea, probably too. If it's not
balea,
the pogim won't be
balea. That's not mentioned. I'm wondering, it's hard to say, but very often in the factories, using the dover pogim is a dangerous thing for the material in the factory. Sometimes, given the metzias of what they're producing.
When it helps you to clean the machine,
cleanser is one thing, but I know for sure of Shafta, but you know, they use caustics, they use like ammonia, something which is like deadly, you know, so sometimes whatever you know, the cleaning afterwards can get rid of those problems, but sometimes the machineries are very sensitive, especially if they're made out of steel, so they can't even put water on the bakhlal because steel will rust.
No,
they're not stainless steel. Whatever, depending on the situation, there's a lot of sensitivities. But in a chanami, could be. Fine. So that's the Piskei Shuv accepts that, and the Rav HaShulchan on the next page also, number four, takes that Taz LaHalacha, and the Shach in Yoredeya also accepts that Ein Ben Yomo is acceptable. Okay, so this would be a great Mahalach. This would be a great Mahalach because, as Rabbi Tuchman mentioned before, we're talking about a 100-foot long pipe. So if you have a 6 inches that are made out of glass, so you can't kasher that, fine. But at worst, you have a little bit of iser in the walls then. But every time you use those kalim, it will never be enough to put iser, more than shishim, into the ingredients that are placed in the pipe. So we'll never have a problem. The only problem is two problems. First is a problem that even according to the Taz, if you look in... Okay. The only problem is, two problems, if you look back in Hilchos Pesach on page 7, so the Rama over there says, in the Mechaber and the Rama, there's a din of chaluda, that it's actually, it's darshan from the Pesukim, that if you have a kli that has a small bit of rust on it, so you're not allowed to do the Haggalah, it's not a good Haggalah if you do that Haggalah before you've cleared off the rust. The assumption is because if there's rust, it's covering a small part of the kli that may have bli of iser inside of it, and you haven't been properly magal the kli. So why is there a requirement for a chaluda to be removed if that should be tantamount to what we're saying over here also? Kli shadarkel shamish beheter b'shefa. So based on that, the point number one, the OU is reluctant to use the shach and the taz l'maisa outright without any sudden makula, because it seems like even according to the Mekilim, the Eino Ben Yomo, there's still a reason to want to get every little bit of Isra out. And then even more significantly, on page 5, I have Darkei Tshuva and Siman Tzadik Tes, who brings a number of very significant Achronim, who are of the opinion that we can't even accept the Heter of Klisha Dark L'Shamish B'Shefa, even when it's an Eino Ben Yomo. About halfway in that paragraph, in the middle of the line, the first word of the line is Lahoros. He quotes Ayin Biyad of Ram Shekosav the Kevan the Behaya Isra Pogam Gamatazma de Lahakil Kochem Haya Blu of Kedera Rakmashu Shari Lavashabel Achmes Lais Afilu Chavilu David Tartel Tivuso Nosin Tam of Gam Ayin Shem. Those are the Mekilim. Amnam Yon Bisifse Das Prima Godim Sok Simin Ze Shapasak Dafilu Bekdera Shein Ben Yom of Isra Muad Asal Lashamish Bel Chavilu Ayin Shem. Ein Yad Yehuda, b'chuli also, sh'kaz v'shkein ikar l'hachmer afil b'isr mu'at. So even though, Maker Adin, we're going to accept these mekilim, the shach and the taz, but again, there's a lot of weight in achronim that would discourage us from relying on this certainly l'chatchila. But when we put the two issues together, number one, it's a kli, shadak l'shamish b'shefa, and it's an einu ben yomo, and what we said before, that the whole chumrah of not kashering glass is only b'toris chumrah. So the maskana of the OU posting was that you don't have to take both chumras at the same time. You don't have to not kasher glass and also be machmir from machmirim, not to kasher an einu ben yomo of kli shadak l'shamish b'shefa.
Is there any measurement for dak l'shamish
b'shefa? Yeah, whatever, whatever it is. Actually, we'll get back to that. There was a little bit of a discussion there. Pashas is that b'machim she'ino nosim tam. That's lashon l'machaber.
Can you just repeat what you said?
The maskana is that when you have these big pipes and there's a small bit of glass, so we can kasher those with regular haggalah, because we don't have to be machmir for two chumras simultaneously, to not kasher glass and also not to kasher kli shadark l'shamish b'shefa be'ino ben yomo. We can rely on those mekilim by kli shadark l'shamish b'shefa when it's only glass, which really make our din we can kasher anyway, and just a chumra not to kasher the glass. Yeah, it's a Sifri. It's a Sifri also. To think about that. Yeah.
Isn't
it
just a kasha on
the
mat?
Yeah. Shresh Mahari Kodesh. Okay. Fine. So that's point number one. Now, to make it more complicated, very often OU is faced with situations where the kashering does not have this advantage of A being glass. And B, even not only is it not glass, but it's not always an Eino Ben Yomo. Sometimes you have to deal with a kashering situation where it will be a Ben Yomo. Situation is the tanker trucks. where you see one of these big tankers transporting, let's say, oil, and it's trade for oil, and now they need to use that to transport kosher oil from one factory to another, something like that. So there's a lot of turnover. The cargoes are moving quickly wherever they're going, so you don't always have the liberty of waiting 24 hours in between in order to treat it like the Taz and the Shach, as a Kli Shadak, Kli Shamish B'Shev, Be'inu Ben Yomo. So the question is, how do you get around that? Yeah, not here. It's in Kukhav Alpha. If you look over there, I think the Shatzim is signing to himself there.
It's also metal.
It's also metal, right. So you have a lot working against you.
And it's heated up underneath the
Shatzim? No, but it could be a problem kosher.
It could be a problem kosher. 24 hours.
Right. So now the Metzias happens to be, because it could be driving across the country. The Metzias is, in many of the tanker trucks, that even without all this, there's shishim in the liquid that's in the tanker against the walls of the pot. The Beis Yosef, others point out, it's very infrequent because you need to have a very wide area to have shishim against the walls of the pot, but sometimes that actually does happen. So there's so the assumption, initially at least, is that that should be treated as a Kli Shadak L'Shamish B'Shev, based on the same criteria, that at the end of the day, there's not enough to be nosing tam. But Rav Agoski suggested maybe you shouldn't say it like that. Maybe you can say that we should be medayik in the lashon of the Rishonim Mechaber that says that it's iser mu'at. Dafka, when it was movla be iser mu'at, then you can have this cool of dafka shamish b'shefa. Shefa was not machmir like that, but Rabbi Belsky in several tshuvas, I think, expresses that idea.
What's the
star? Ein lanu elamashach chidshu
Rishonim. Yeah, but they give a reason.
It could be once you're matir, something that's used, in higher quantities, so then people will have a harder time being machalic when it's permissible, when it's not permissible.
You know, except for Chiyai Gavner, no one's kitchen deals with tanker trucks.
Right, that's fine.
It's not a summer bed to stay a tank 24 hours.
You're right, it probably is. You have to cheshbon. If we can do it without that, fine. But we're generally not makil, even Mesh and Ruba, it seems, for this din in the Mechaber.
How much is Kavosh Balaya?
It's also a shadow. Could be very low quantities.
What?
Could be very low quantities, but
then every big klipa is definitionally the removal.
Right. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because
that's the
right, 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 right. The klipa is always going to be shishim against it.
Not a huge klipa, a huge thing though.
But can they get the
imp? No, that's what I'm wondering. Is it possible that Svara is it possible just that there's that at that point already there's a bottom of the clear problem?
When what?
The Rav is monitoring that at that point it's not a problem, right? But so is it possible that once, even though it's not just a calm, but the Maisa, it's a huge amount of Isser, and you'll be, even if you move out a huge amount of Isser with a huge amount of Heter, that's still an issue?
I don't know. I'll have to look into it. I don't have the ksav from Rabbi Belsky. Shatter brings two gemaras, who are the sources for the Yudinim that are mashed not like that, such as the Gemara Musafim, which the Gra is mitzayin to, which is talking about kelim that are used the whole year for chametz. Pashas have a liam ruva in them also. So, but mitzat svar, it's also a little hard to accept. I think, yeah, okay. Fine. Okay, so what are we going to do for this situation? So there's a couple of factors. Number one, there's a little bit of a chav. This is a general question by Kavish. I don't know if you guys saw it yet. But Kavish then is that in order to give off tam from what's in the walls to what's sitting in the pot for 24 hours, it's got to sit there for 24 hours, obviously, right? Problem is that under normal circumstances, by the time the 24 hours are up, that the hetzer's been sitting in the iser pot, the blias that are on the walls of the pot are already in a binyomo and can't aser anyway. So it's technically impossible to have an iser b'dieved in a kavush unless Magid Avraham talks about this, imamish, put it in, zen nichnas v'zayotzei, I'm taking the iser out and I put the hetzer right in, because otherwise the 24 hours don't overlap with each other. It's already pogum after 24 hours before the hetzer's been sitting in the pot for another 24 hours after that. So it means that if you know the trefa stuff is going in the tanker, the tanker stops, empties out its load, they clean it out. You know, let's say it's ready an hour later to put in the heter. At the end of the day, that heter will never be in the tanker for 24 hours consecutively before the previous nesinas tam goes bad, goes pugum, because it took 24 hours. Now it's 25 hours.
Why are we assuming that it's going to be fully at the only 24 hours?
That's the din.
It's not like.
So there's Chris Uplacy talks about that. Ayin Shem, the beginning of Kofei, Yachon try to understand what the whole din is, because otherwise it has very limited practical significance. Even if the pshat that comes out little by little, could be that unless there's a consecutive little by little, that's what the Chris Uplacy is saying. I think it never really adds up to anything. It's always going to be bottle. Okay, so that would have been okay. Basically, we have a kli which is always an ein ben yomo, can't aser the eved. It's very yisodistic Rav Moshe. Maybe we'll talk about this in depth another time. Anyone in Kashrus knows this Rav Moshe by heart. It's on page 20. It was a similar situation where someone was asking about giving hashkacha to a factory where the kelim will always be ein ben yomo when the kosher goods are produced on those on that machinery. So Rav Moshe said, yeah, it should, for me to buy stuff that a goy produced on Ein Ben Yomo kelim should be 100% fine. The Gemara talks about it all the time. That's what we have this klal, stam kelim Ein Ben Yomo, that if I bought something from a goy that he made on his kelim, as long as I know that all the ingredients are okay, so I can buy it because... Right, Bashem. Because the whole din of a klisha Ein Ben Yomo is a din in the bishul, that I can't cook in a klisha Ein Ben Yomo. Atulkli benyom, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, but the guy doesn't have any iser bishul on him. The whole issue by the guy is non-existent. So there's no reason why I can't buy something from the guy. However, Rav Moshe has a famous lashon that it's mechur hadavar for us to give a hashkacha to such a situation, because unless it's totally clear of all pikpukim, it's very hard to for us to permit that lechatchila in terms of hashgach. For an individual basis to do that, to buy from your goyish neighbor shouldn't be a problem. But on the level of hashgacha, it is an issue. And I think this relates, and we'll talk about this more, to what Rav Shechter always talks about. I think Rabbi Simon mentioned this in the shiur, that sometimes things are mutter, but mitzad yoredeya, that it's 100% kosher. But mitzad kosher mishpat and dinim of onah, I can't, with a totally clear conscience, say that what I'm selling to you is heter gomer, because it involves certain things, which again might be heter gomer. But if a person who's buying something, you stamp on it, is expecting that this is as kosher as I would do it in my own kitchen, and things like this, we can't really say that about. So what do we do? Mechura davar. So even if we're going to use the fact that the tankers are already in ben yomo when I put in the heter. So it's still going to be mechur adavar, but the OU policy is that anytime there's another tzad kula that you can be mitzarif, it's no longer mechur. No longer mechur. So in this situation, they brought in the same factor and said, it's a machlokas poskim. We had this dark yeshuva, brings the adihud and the prima gadamor machmir by an ein ben yomo, klisha dark lish shabbos b'sheva. On the other hand, we had all those achronim, the kapachayim, the Shachan Ataz and the Aruch HaShulchan who are matir, so B'chiyah Gavin, it's no longer Mechur HaDavar, because there's a bona fide heter to rely on. Came up Gail Amaisa with me last week. Bird's Eye produces squash, frozen squash that you buy in the supermarket. So there's no bug problems when it comes to squash. It's not a vegetable that gets infested. The only kasher shayla that can come up with squash is that it's Bishul Akum. Especially if the package says cook squash, which if you know someone who makes squash kugel or butternut squash pie, whatever, that stuff is cooked. So the OU does give hashgachas to some of those companies. Happens that the Bird's Eye has a Triangle K. I'm not going to go into the politics of the Triangle K. Not my job to discuss the validity of hashgachas. But if the OU was in that situation, so the OU under normal circumstances would say, anything that's cooked by a guy, even in factories, has a din of bishul akum. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe, which is generally not accepted l'chatchila in practice, which seems to give a lot more weight to the fact that since it's done in a factory where there's no personal contact with the goyim, so then on the factory machineries there won't be a problem of bishul akum. It's more complicated than that. I don't want to go into it now because it doesn't relate to our issue, but it's an example of where the OU would not give a hashgacha b'chiyah gavna unless the method of cooking the squash was with steam. Because steam itself is a machlokes, haposkim, whether or not we should treat it l'chumra by bishal hakum. So Betziruf, the Ramosha, whose heter is not accepted, with this the machlokes haposkim l'gabe the steam squash, so then we could accept it. Not exactly the same. I don't, you know, the Mechur HaDover that Ramosha is talking about is by an Inu B'Nyom.
Those vegetables that they met there.
Yeah. Oh, with bugs?
It's based on that.
If it's a Shiloh Bishal Akum.
The OU squash is all based on that.
They might have a Mashkiach then, factory. You know, I'm just saying that the OU would only accept such a Cheshbin, but see of those two things. That is a compliment for Rabbi David Polsky, who told me that. So I'm still being mine into what exactly the Mitzvah of the triangle K is. I haven't gotten an answer yet. Gabi, how Bird's Eye produces their squash. Okay, so we have a good mahalach on the tankers. But Rabbi Shechter was Shadi Beinarga that maybe we have to deal with another problem, and that is
what
was it? It's Ein Ben by the time you put the heter in there, and it's Machlokes HaPoskim. Fine. But there's a very famous Ramah which comes up in Basar B'Cholov and Siman Tzadi Aleph, and also in Hefsher Kalim on page 17. I photocopied it from the Chakas Binyamin, which is the son of the Bari Shulchan. So, and he picked up basically where Rav Yehuda Kohn left off. So this din in the Ramah, in Mechavan Ramah, in page 17, is what if I have a kli which really needs a proper hefsher, and I didn't do a proper hefsher on it. So the halacha is I'm allowed to use it bitzonim, b'derech arai, b'veis obi kochavim. Okay. So this is what the famous Howard Johnson heter, which people, Leol and Boyd, used to be some fun that you could go to an ice cream store that didn't have a hashgacha on it, but you knew that all the packaged ice creams there were acceptable, were kosher, and you could eat off the kalim that the goyim served you there, even though they were actually trefa kalim used for other things. But because it's bitzonin and it's b'derech arai and it's b'veis obi kochavim, there's no problem. Interestingly, the Achronim point out that in Siman Tzadi Aleph, the Mechavan Rama don't mention anything about Beis Ovid Kochavim. So, I don't know. But I hadn't seen the issue for that, but that's what the Rama says over here. So, Frecht and Schechter, we're going to be putting all these Heter Dika oils in the tankers and sending them across country, and they're going to be staying in the tankers for more than 24 hours. How can you call that Derech Arai? So if I use something for a brief amount of time, so how can you call it derech arai? If I'm using it for a short amount of time, I can call that derech arai. If I'm using it for a long amount of time, I can't. Shiloh came up similarly with someone used to be in the call. He's working now, lives around here. There's an ice cream machine in his accounting office. And he knows for sure that all the ice cream that they use in the machine is totally kosher, comes from a package with a... What?
Soft ice cream.
Right, like a soft ice cream. It's coming out of a, you know, like a... the thing, like they have in the cafeteria. So the shaila was, it's Beis Ovi Kochavim, it's definitely Tzonin, but can you call it Derech Arai when every day I'm coming to the same office and I'm going to use that the same machine? That's Bekfis, and the Heter was never said Bekfis. What? So the point is, what the Ramah is talking about is where the Kalim are Kalim Shal Isser, but it's being used with Tzonin. So there's a Chumrah. Because the shash may be non-kosher ice cream, I can put it in the text.
Well,
that's how it got tripped.
It have to be washed in coffee. There are parts.
Right. The parts need to be washed. They might be washed with tray for kalim, right? It's another problem.
This one was talking about what? What is he talking about? This cool is it, cool for what? For
it's understood to extend to any tray for kalim.
But this is without the other. Meaning this is alone. But here we have two other Sirim Leila Hakel. Why does the other Sirim Leila Hakel which needs to be with all the Kilis?
Because that tells you there's no problem of missing a Tam over here. We don't have to be worried about the Tam in the Kalim. But you see from this Ramah, we'll discuss in a second, that there might be an Isser to use a tray for Kali, even when there's no Chash that there'll be missing a Tam ever. The Rai we're talking about Bitzonim. Nothing can come from that Bitzonim.
And something that, hey, I mean the fact. Shreve, clear.
The Rishota has a big yisod, which is in, it's now published in Mikvei Atzon. It's mainly on page 14 over here, but it's actually throughout the article, where Rav Shechter proves that there's such a thing as a din, that you have to kasher a kli, even when there's no iser in the kli per se. What this starts with is an Or Sameach, based on the Rishonim, who hold that Tamke Ikir is Drabanan, what is the whole parsha of clay midyan? What exactly were they kashering if there wasn't any tam in the kalim to begin with? So basically the yisod is, and again it's Mavur and other Rishonim also, that there's a din you have to kasher a kli, even if there's no tam in it, but even if there is tam in it, but often that it won't cause any problems in the kosher food that I'm eating right now, there's a din, an iser l'shtamish b'kalim sh'shtamish b'o iser. In its original sources, according to Mandamar Tamke Iker Drabanan, how could it be that Mido Raisa there's a chiyuv to kasher the kli when Mido Raisa we ignore the belios that are in the pot?
The way you put it is not exactly true, because Tam tells them strictly tomorrow that you don't have to kasher. If you do with Tam Pogam, you don't have to kasher. Somehow, again, the Chiddush, even if you're talking about the Raisa, you still kasher it if it's not Tam Pogam.
Right. Meaning Tam that's in the walls that we're not normally concerned about. Okay. Right, you're right, 100%. Okay.
He's saying with Rabbanan that you would have to kosher.
Right. Right. So according to the Mandar Matangi Drabanan, maybe it was even a Daraisa din. But the extension is that, yeah, according to everybody that Rav Shechter is working within those Rishonim, according to everyone, it could be a din Daraisa. So the point is that where did it come from, this Ramah, that there's a chumrah not to use such a kli, even bitzonein, bikvias. So in the article, Rav Shechter is Soser himself, I think. But I think you might be talking differently. You've shown him. In the article, he says that it's ke'in d'oraisa tikkun, that just like there's a din, I can't use the kli that has tam shel iser in it, even if it's not going to cause iser in my food, because it's all betzonein. So ke'in d'oraisa tikkun, he says on page 14, lahachmir shalolish tamesh bo betzonein d'kvias. That's what Rav Shechter writes over there. But I just got this tshuva over here, passed around. I didn't get it. In K23. Where Rav Shechter says that it doesn't really make sense to say that the reason you can't use a kli b'kvias, a kli shel goy b'kvias, is because there's a mitzvah hagala on it. Why? Because of a prima godim who says that since we learned the din of gzeres rabbanon from shmarti mishmarti, asum mishmeres mishmarti, so you can only make a mishmeres on a hishamir, on a los haseh. So here, the din of Haggalah is going to be a positive din, a din asay to kasher the kalim. So it wouldn't be that Chazal would come up with a halacha that requires you to kasher the kalim and not use it bikvias, when the whole din that we're being gozer atu wasn't off of a lav and only off of an asay. So rather, the pashtus is that the reason they ashered Ramah, based on those Rishonim, Asr using the kli b'kvias is because there's always a chashash that if I use a b'kvias, if I come every day for lunch at the same restaurant, I'm using the same tray of kalim, one day I'm going to forget and I'm going to use those same kalim for chamin. And then when I use it for chamin, I can talk to have a real issue going into my food, and we want to prevent that from ever happening. So if you do a b'darach harai, you'll make sure to watch yourself and don't go ahead and use it even for chamin. So Rav Shechter understood from that you see in the Darkei Tshuva, it's quoted on page 19, that when it comes to a kli that was aser machmas bishal akum, so when it comes to a kli that was used machmas bishal akum, we will allow usage of that kli because we paskin that bishal akum only asers barov. So if I'm using the kli, but often where it will never come to iser because it's batubur, you don't need shishim to be mevatel the time from bishal akum, so the post can come out lakula on that. So that's what he says in the tshuva in K23. Lufiza hayinir alomar dekamoshim avur b'dachi tshuva time with the menhaga shalol lahagal shum kli b'od ben yomo. The point is that we never kasher a kli when it's still a ben yomo. You only kasher a kli Me'achal Eis L'Eis. Why? Because when it's still binyomo, we're afraid that there won't be shishim in the water that you're using to kasher the kli. But you don't have to wait that long when it's a kli that got trafed up from Bishal Akum, because it's very unlikely that you won't have a rove against the whatever time is in the kli with the water that's there. So if that's correct, that we can override that minhag of waiting 24 hours before you kasher a kli, because there's no chash that will ever come to Aser, so he said, if I have a kli that was used and became usher al bishul akum, I can use that bitzonin even bekfias. Because again, it's very hard to imagine that you won't have a rov against the tam there. Okay, so then Rosh Hashanah said, oh, coming back to our tanker of Shaila, maybe you can go even one step further and say that by Klisha and Ben Yomo, getting to what you said before, Klisha and Ben Yomo, Nachmol, there's never going to be a chashash that any plate will come out of that and ask for the food that I'm eating. So therefore, I should always be able to use Klisha Goy, even Bekvias, when it's an Ein Ben Yomo. So that Rosh Hashanah said, maybe you can't say, because it could be there'll still be an ofen in which the Isra will come out, the Hainu B'davar Charev. See later in Simchat Arivav that if you cook a Davar Charev in a pot, even if it's Ein Ben Yomo, then it will bring out the Tam and it will Aser. So you have to draw the line over there. So Lamaisa, they were makel on the Kalim by the tankers. Again, Tzir of Kam Tvarim, the only pickbook that Rabbi Belsky had on the klisha dak klisha amish b'shef is like we said before, that maybe it only applies when the iser itself in tchilasa was an iser muat. But what he has over here in the tshuva is that in these tanker trucks, there's never a chashash that they're going to heat up the materials. That probably depends on the metzias of the ingredient and the metzias of the trucks, because sometimes they do transport things hot. But b'chiyah gadmur, you know they're never going to use any hot inside the truck, so you can assume that it's b'chiyah gadmur, not like what we just said with the davar charev chashash, but it's b'chiyah gadmur a kli that never is used b'chamin, so you don't have to be worried that there will be some b'liyah that comes out of it. And then you can be makel on it b'ein ben yomo. Rosh Hashanah matzah the ice cream machine for other reasons, based on pegima. There's a lot of tzadim l'kula b'chiyah gadmur, especially the way they clean it, if you know they've been using it for. In that situation, there were other tzirufim from the hakel. But there's no heat to get it out. But it's still a klisha hashamish bo iser. That's yisur. Okay. All right. A couple more things, but on this topic, we'll save it for next time. Blinether. Dr. Shkarev.